you chose not to fictionalize the Vanderbilts. Is that because the Smallwoods couldn't sue you for nearly as much as the Vanderbilts, or?
No. This book is not about all the Vanderbilts. It's about or not inspired by all the Vanderbilts, but by one, George Vanderbilt II, who really was a kind of oddball of the family. And I put at the beginning of the book an author's note, that is not meant to be read ironically. It's meant to be read just as it reads. And I say, it would be not, it would be coy of me to pretend that George Vanderbilt II didn't inspire this book. But on the other hand, I take so many liberties with the original sort of material being his life that I didn't think I should call the characters in it Vanderbilts. On the other hand, I am with that author's note. What I'm doing is I'm inviting the reader to ask themselves, how would it affect their reading of the book if I did use the last name of Vanderbilt? And as I'm getting started now on my reading tour and going to festivals and doing interviews, I'm getting feedback about that. And people are surprised when they actually think about it, because what they realize is that it would do nothing whatsoever to the reading of it.
It is literally a gilded cage. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's got everything, but it's a cage.
It is especially for anyone who isn't Van. This house, which in the book is called Vanderland, and I intend a pun on Wonderland, as in Alice in Wonderland, but also, if you want to bring it right up to date, Michael Jackson's Neverland. I'm aware of these, not more than aware of these connections. But anyway, this house is built by Van and run by Van as a kind of world of itself. And his daughter, Gaudi, as she's called, nicknamed, is based on Cornelia Vanderbilt, who was the only child of George Vanderbilt II. She is not allowed to leave the estate. Now, this is not like being kept in an attic or something. The estate is 175,000 acres, and there are 300 rooms in the house, and 300 servants to take care of the Vanderbilt family of three. But she's not allowed to leave because he believes that the taint of the world will spoil her if she goes out into the world too young, or that's what he says. Landish and Deacon, the boy who we haven't mentioned yet, the boy whom Landish is more or less forced to adopt, they are not allowed to leave as well. It's part of the terms of their employment that, or his employment, Landish's and Deacon's existence there, that they never leave. Because the idea being, and this is the case with the other tutors as well, the idea being that if they leave, if they go into Asheville, which is the closest community, about 11 miles away, they will bring back with them, will come trailing back with them, the outside world. And they will taint Gaudi with the outside world. But Vanderland, alias Biltmore, it is meant to be a place that is completely self-sufficient in every way except emotion and affection and actual communication between people.
Which is pretty much completely absent.
It is, except between Landish and Deacon and the group that are called the Blokes, who are the other tutors. But if you talk about communication, and between Deacon and Gaudi, the little girl, they eventually do strike up a friendship that is similar to the friendship that Landish and Van had, because it's one-sided in terms of power, but Gaudi is so much younger that there is real affection there. And, you know, Gertrude, who is based on George Vanderbilt's, the second's actual wife, she is also shown as having a tender side that has been mostly beaten down by the years that she spends with her husband. But if you look at the five characters, three of them being the Vanderbilt family, there's certainly, they are, you know, three sort of poles that never really connect. And then you have Landish and Deacon. They connect, but their connection to the other three is strained at best. None of the human emotions are you know, available to the people who live there because of how Van runs the house. And the point of the book is not, oh, this is how rich people are. The point of the book is that this is how Van is, this particular character who happens to be rich. Van, who thinks the world is so tainted, has carried within him an ultimate taint that flows from him into every corner of Vanderland.
The book is A World Elsewhere. I've been speaking with the author, Wayne Johnston, and A World Elsewhere, published by Knopf Canada.